Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, everybody? Welcome back. We back at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? As you know, this is what we do every Sunday night, so we about to give it to you live and uncut the only way we know how to do. So, you know, once again,
yes,
let's do
sir.
It.
Top five never change. United States, Canada, UK, Switzerland, and who's the fifth one? Australia, I think that is. In our top five, turning up, doing things, tell a friend and another friend to tune in. We are doing this Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking about the real life issues, real adult talk, the same way we do every single week, baby, dropping it real. You know what I'm saying? So, my week was eventful, right? Really, really loving the flow and the momentum that I have with YouTube, all right? So I do read tarot, give spiritual messages, all that good stuff. My tarot channel is Spiritual Goddess. That's G-A-W-D-D-E-S-S. I mean, it's really looking amazing. And I have supreme gratitude for everybody that supports me, do personal readings and so on and so forth. So got a lot of stuff situated with that. Took it up a notch, added two more things to the channel. I generally do the zodiac readings. I read for 7 different signs. I do 3 to 4 readings a day. And now I do the message of the day, which is a short, which is just a short little message, you know, spiritual message that I give.
Ooh.
And then I also do now lives, right? My live has got situated. So I go live every day and do the live, and then I let you ask a question. You know, you send a donation through the live, and then you can ask a question and get an answer. So that has really been popping this week. I started that Tuesday or Wednesday, and, you know, I mean, when you're running your lives and it all adds up. So, you know, supreme gratitude to that. I'm extremely excited to be able to help people spiritually and to be able to grow.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely amazing. I came up, I had to make a tough decision. I had to make a tough decision. As you know, I've spoken several times in reference to having, fibromyalgia or whatever this is, where I've been battling with these fibroids and, really trying to get them under control. But in the last week, I've had 2 episodes, and, like, they lasted for, like, 5 hours. So yesterday I was in the ER. Trust me, I wouldn't have been there if I didn't have to go. But, it, you know, 5 hours of excruciating level 20 pain, nonstop. I really couldn't handle it. And it's just time to have that conversation. So whatever needs to happen has to happen because, you know, there's nothing else I can do. On my end, I'm just trying to make sure that I keep the DIM plus in my system. I noticed that I'm more prone to go through an episode if I don't have the DIM in my system. So I'm back to making sure that I take a pill a day, and it's herbal, organic, just to make sure that the episodes are minimized. But I do know that taking the DIM, they come heavier. Like, when they come, they're making up for the times that they couldn't come because I was on DIM. That's kind of what it feels like. It's absolute hell. I stayed in there. Got to talk to some awesome doctors. The doctor that was on shift was an African-American woman. She was so friendly. She was so nice. She was so caring. You know, really gave a different perspective on what's going on with the COVID. Being in the ER, which, you know.
Yeah, Atlanta seemed like they got some nice just black doctors and nurses and all that stuff, man.
Yeah, with COVID running so rampant, I wouldn't have been there if I didn't have to. I seen this hospital just filled with people coming in, my chest hurt, you know, all of these things, right? And she was so, like, she was on the side where, on our side, was COVID-free, right? And then you had COVID or tested positive for COVID at any point, they put you inside of a room, right? And so it was one of those things that she would sit down with us, and she would take her mask off, right? And she's like, listen, she said, it's so simple. She said, I would have never thought 18 months later I would still be in this situation. She said, I don't have a problem with people not wanting to be vaccinated. So I'm never pushing that on anyone. But if you do not want to get vaccinated, take your vitamin C, take your zinc, wash your hands, wear your mask, okay?
True.
All of the people that were going
That's
in
it.
That hospital, they weren't wearing their masks. They out here, and then you want to go in the hospital and say, you know, you feel like you got COVID, your chest is this, your chest is that. you have requirements that you have to meet for them to intake you on COVID. So if you have the first onset of COVID and your oxygen levels are still high and your chest isn't you know, messed up as of yet, they're still going to send you home. So, people, like, I am 100% against the vaccinations, right? But okay. I do still mask up. I take my elderberry every day before my son go to school. He takes elderberry. He wears his mask every single day. He doesn't have the thin hospital mask. He has, like, the big boy mask, right? And you know, where it's really covering him and making sure he's okay. So I say that to say to everybody, like, please be proactive. Careful. Instead of reactive. Like, it was just so sad.
Ooh,
to see the hospital
proactive
so
instead
full.
Of reactive.
It was so full, like, and she was just like, I mean, it's so simple, and nobody will follow the simple rules. If you're not going to take it serious, you're going to take it serious when it hits you, okay? So
true.
I still will always and forever promote, wear your mask, take your vitamin C, take your zinc. You can get elderberry with zinc in it, okay? That's what you need. You can take a pill a day. Some people take two a day when you get up, before you leave that house, but make sure you keep your mask on, okay? If you don't want to wear a mask, then don't go to the hospital. When you get sick, sit your ass right at home, because what's happening is, like she explained it, all the people are running in here talking about, you know, COVID. They don't leave any room for people that come in for reasons without COVID, because people still have other reasons, like myself. My pain level was on a level 20. Do you understand? Once I got triaged into that hospital, 5 minutes later, I was in a bed, okay? That's how severe it was. It wasn't a thing. It took me the longest to get triage, right? That was the longest. Like, them getting me back there, them getting me triage took the absolute longest, because they had to get me somebody that was not working with COVID patients. Everybody was absolutely running around like crazy. And you have to keep in mind, you know, like, the people that brought me in, he's like, I'll be right back. He came back and got his food and went somewhere and laid down. But I can went somewhere and ate. And I understand, because they were so overwhelmed, he probably didn't have a time to eat. He just stopped
Your
what
nurses
he was
is
doing.
Making money right now. If you're a nurse right now,
he stopped
right
what he
now,
was
I mean,
doing to get me inside of the hospital.
Hey,
but
they
my people,
so many hours.
Yeah,
ahead,
my
yep.
people had my kids, and the kids couldn't come in. Even though they're smaller kids, this COVID is affecting kids 13 and up. Some kids even younger, depending on their health issues, you know, if they have any issues. So you have to be mindful of this situation, because it really hit home. I have been to the hospital one time before when I was going through the tonsillitis, and I had that episode last year going to the hospital, and then this situation with my fibroids, and it hit home this year more than anything. Like, people, you have to be safe, and like, the pain was so severe that I was throwing up. Like, I was in so much pain that I was throwing up. Like, that's how painful it was. And I had messed up my mask, and then they gave me, like, they bundled up their masks, like, please, just put on two, you know, don't just put on one. And they made sure, like, I was straight and that I was secure, and they did what they could, but every single nurse, every single doctor, like, running 90 going north, they got people sitting there, you know, collecting data, you know, from all of the people that's coming in. And it just really becomes pathetic when you look at the standpoint of these doctors, like, they are running raggedy. And so making money and being overly exhausted, they don't add up, right? It just doesn't.
True,
so
true,
what I want to tell to everybody that's listening to this show, you do not – and listen, I'm with you. If you don't want to get vaccinated, I support it. I'm not getting vaccinated. But please make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you have hand sanitizer. Make sure you wear your face mask. Get you some elderberry with zinc, or get you some vitamin C with zinc, even if you don't want to do that. But make sure your immune system is up to par, because it is not fair to the medical staff, the medical facility. I mean, they have a Chick-fil-A, because I'm in a, you know, decent area, and I'm right next to a very high-class area, right? Like, literally 2 minutes to the line. And so there they have a Chick-fil-A in their hospital, and they had to shut the Chick-fil-A down and use the lobby for hospital patients, right? Everybody's yeah. coming in with COVID, but nobody's wearing masks. If you're wearing your mask wow. at all times and you do what you got to do, you don't have to deal with that. So I definitely wanted wow. to address that. I was in the bed all day. I'm well-rested now. I really couldn't eat because my body was going through a healing on the inside. So I didn't eat till, like, this afternoon, maybe, like, 5 o'clock. That's when I ate. But I had nothing on my stomach, but I wasn't hungry because I would get hungry, and then I wouldn't be hungry. Like, my body was just so drained that all I could do is really sleep. Like, that's it. So I feel better. I got up, took a shower, cleaned up, and my body was craving vegetables because I know I lost a lot of fluid. And they were running so busy, like the bag of fluid that they were giving me, it really couldn't get in my system enough. So, you know, they were just like, please just drink more water when you go home. They changed what I take when I have a fibroid, when I have whatever you want to call it, a session or whatever that happens with these. This is when it gets severe. I have been battling with these since 2007. They have been there. They were small. I have had these little sessions. They used to come about once a year, and they would last for maybe 30 minutes, and now, like, we're in 2021. So it's like the end to where it's at the highest level of severity that it is. They, you know, started talking to me about a hysterectomy, and I shut it down. At this point, it's like whatever has to be done is just going to get done because I can't, you know, I can't do it anymore. Like, I fought a long fight with them, and at the end of the day, you know, they say stop eating meat altogether and, you know, stop doing a lot of other things. And I'm like, you want me to give up chicken? I mean, like, are you serious? But, you know, even if you stop eating that stuff, you know, who's to say that it won't come back? So at this point, I just have absolutely zero understanding to anything other than getting these out of my body. So, yeah, that was that. I knocked out my budget today for the next 2 months. Again, we have been talking about being debt-free. Being debt-free and making sure that come the end of the year, you are not taking any bills from this year into next year. And if that consists of you not having extra money but you being debt-free, that's what it'll be because there's no such thing. If you have debt that you're paying on monthly and you pay that off, you're freeing up money for yourself, right? So, yeah, I knocked out my budget for the next 2 months, and I just was excited just on knocking out that budget because we're in the beginning of September. So it was September and October's budget, and I'm, like, freeing up a lot of situations and getting rid of a lot of things. Had my conversation in reference to my next major step with what I'm doing. It's something once I'm done, you know, I'll let you guys know. But, yeah, it's really been, like, getting it together, focused, aligned, and doing what it is that I have to do for me for this year. So this year, by the end of December, my ultimate goal, I do have to go winter shopping for the boys again, which they have plenty of sweaters and jackets and stuff like that. But I'm going to go and get more jeans and things like that, which I already have that stuff in the cart, and more shoes. But outside of that, by the end of December, I want to have everything done so when I walk into next year, I don't have to worry about any of these things. If you have been listening to us for a long time, you know I pay my bills up, all of my utilities and the small bills, I pay them up for the year. So I'm getting ready to do that again as well. So, you know, it's just really aligning yourself and being free. It's a lot going on, and you need to have access to extra money at all times. That is so important right now. So make sure you guys get on board. But that was my week. And I still haven't talked to Smooth. Most of New Orleans without power. I'm not sure if he'll call in today. But New Orleans was hit hard in a lot of areas, and I just have to wait because I haven't talked to him yet, and I know that they were projected over a week out without power. So if he calls in today, great, we can get an update from him. If not, we're still sending our love and our prayers over to New Orleans, to not only Smooth, which is a great friend of the show, but everybody in New Orleans, that everything gets back on track. I know there was a gas shortage out there. It was just a lot going on. So, yeah, how was your week?
Yeah, first off, I want to, you know, just second that. Yeah, prayers up to Louisiana and New Orleans. You know, shout out to Smooth. Hopefully he's good. But, yeah, so my week, this week I'm calling it Picking My Spots. and easing into the fall, you know. So, like I said, I'm just getting really on point for, like, the last push of the year, the fourth quarter of the year. So I went into Manhattan today. I went to Union Square. I got me a new Chromebook because I'm just starting fresh. I got my internet switched over, and my Chromebook, I just want that to be all real estate and stock. So that's the only thing that's being done on this particular you know, laptop, so to speak. So with that being the case too, my wife, she about to get back into her design. So I'm just going to give her my MacBook Pro and she can, you know, do what she do with that. And it was cool, like, you know, just getting to going to Manhattan, because I'm a Brooklyn guy, man. Like, you know, I'm always in, like, in New York, I'm always in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. Like, I really don't even leave the borough, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. But it was cool going into Union Square, which is Manhattan, to, you know, I went to, like, a Best Buy out there that's, like, right off the train. So that was cool. But then another thing that was kind of interesting was on my way back after I picked up the computer, I saw just right open, like, right before I got on the train, like, right outside of the train station, I just see, like, two dudes just selling weed, you know what I'm saying? And but it was so organized, you know, they had, they, like, medical marijuana magazine, and they had different strands, and they was just, you know, you could see that people was just coming over, you know what I'm saying? And Union Square is right, basically, off the, it's off of Broadway, so, which is right by the NYU campus. So you can just see the clientele just coming over there. So that was interesting. So I might have a hookup on that. You know what I'm saying? I took a little snapshot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I might have a hookup.
Yeah, I took a little snapshot of that. You know, I got their little Instagram. They said they out there every day, 11 to 11. So I was like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? So that might be my little connect into the dispensaries open, especially one in Brooklyn. So that was pretty cool. And just seeing it wide in the open, you know, out in the open, which is dope. And let me just see what else. I just want to send a big, you know, speaking of, I know you just said, you know, you had your bout, you had to go to the hospital. I just want to send prayers up to my homie Aldo, you know, a friend of the show. You know, he came on the show one time. I got to get him back, him and Bravo. Those are, whenever I talk about, like, my fellas in the bunker, those are two of the guys. But prayers up, you know, my homie Aldo, he caught that COVID, you know what I'm saying? And,
oh, man.
You know, I talked to him, you know, I've been talking to him, you know, but when I first talked to him, he didn't sound good at all, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he getting through it. And I'm going to be honest, you know, I was just like you, like this pro anti-vaccination type. I was kind of like on the fence because I just don't want to be the first. I didn't want to be the first person with the rollout. And my wife is, you know, pretty much against it. But, you know, I'm a person. I pay attention to vibes and signs and certain things. And it's just funny because me and my homie Aldo, we talk, you know, he in Memphis. So we talk every couple months, you know what I'm saying? And we just keep it tight. And we always just pick up right where we left off every conversation. But, you know, it's just since this COVID pandemic has been going on, we've joked numerous times. Like, oh, we've been probably had COVID a couple times. You know what I'm saying? The way it is. But it caught him pretty tough. So just prayers up. He should be good. I'll give like an update probably next week because I couldn't talk to him because his oxygen was pretty low. So he's definitely going to be my determining factor if I get vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? Because I was already on the fence, and I'm just kind of like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of was a wake up call for me, man. So, you know, I just want to really get a full.
It's what? What is it like?
Go ahead.
I get it if they said that getting the vaccine would cure you. I get it if they said that, you know, you won't get it if you got the vaccine. But none of those things are true, okay? It's hitting you worse. So never will I promote or push a vaccine, but I will promote and push you being safe, you wearing your mask, you washing your hands, and you taking your vitamin C and your zinc. I will.
True. So, you know, and like I said, I'm not – you know, I'm just on the fence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not against it, I'm not with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, whatever do you, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you feel in your heart, I'm not going to be preaching to you do it or you don't do it or whatever the case may be. But it is something, and, you know, I mean, we can go on and on and on, but I'm just going to put a bookmark in that and to be continued. But other than that, Let me see what else. You know, I'm always reading some books. So I'm reading a book right now. I'm almost finished, and it's kind of gonna tie into this topic. But it's called "It's No Secret." It's by Carmen Bryan. That's the baby mother, Nas's baby mother to his daughter Destiny. She's like an adult now, but very interesting book. You know what I'm saying? I almost finished. You know, I've been vibing to King's Disease. You know what I'm saying? 1 and 2 from last year to this year. So it's just cool, like reading this book, but the whole situation that she talks about in this book is like perfect for this topic tonight. So that's pretty cool. I'm almost done with that, and then I'll dive back into Rich Dad Poor Dad. Then I got another book that I'm probably about to get on Amazon, and I, you know what I'm saying, and I'll tell you about that like once I get it. But other than that, yeah, my week has been cool. I'm, you know, I'm just ready to dive into this topic, and that's it, man. I think that sums it up for the most part.
All right. Let's dive right in. Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
The man with the plan is in the building. Hey, Smooth.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about speaking in the
there you go.
Smooth the Hustle on the check-in, man. Live.
Hey, how you feeling? How you doing? What's going on your end of the woods, man?
I mean, fuck, I'm still at work. What you talking about? I never left. I've been in this bitch 8 days.
You've been stuck at work?
I ain't been stuck at work. I've been at this bitch 8 days.
Oh, wow.
If you going to pay me, I'm going to stay. Fuck it.
Yeah, get them coins.
Yeah, fuck them coins, man. Fuck them coins.
You just said,
man, I'm in this bitch.
I'm going to stay. Then you say,
like, fuck, I'm a prostitute at the end of the day, but I'm in this bitch for people that I didn't even vote for. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Okay.
And motherfuckers, everybody want this and everybody want that. But then again, they feelings when I tell them no.
No. Hey.
Okay.
I get it. So,
nah,
so
man,
I know Black was...
Fuck 18. Let's get this one thing straight. Man, AT&T went completely dark for the hurricane. I'm talking about internet service, no. Telephone service, no. Hey, and then you know the sad thing about it, they had all these people with their little Apple phones and their Samsungs talking shit about my BlackBerry, but we all can't make phone calls.
Wow.
Ha-ha, nigga. We all can't get on the internet. Hey, bro, I've been out here 8 days. I ain't getting that damn pussy. I ain't fucked in 8 days. Well, about 9 days. But I've been out here 8 days. I ain't fucked. I ain't seen no titties. I ain't get to watch no porn.
Wow. You dry like that.
Nigga, I'm hot. Why? You know what I'm saying? I ain't temperature hot, but I'm hot. Ain't no fucking lights. I'm talking about we got this company called Energy, right?
Yeah.
So Energy down here. Is like the mob, the mafia of the electrical grid in Louisiana. You see what I'm saying? Just straight energy.
Yeah.
Like in Texas, you got Boo-Koo. You can just hop from energy company to energy company. Energy? No. Energy go out, everybody in the dark. From Baton Rouge all the way down. Nigga just in the dark.
Yeah.
In the dark. In the fucking dark, man.
Wow.
But luckily for me, I got a generator that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I've been cool the entire time. Just ain't had no phone, and I ain't have no porn, and I ain't getting no pussy. So, no, that ain't dope, nigga. Fuck talking about that's dope.
No, so you had the generator. So we had that. You know what I'm saying? So that's,
of course.
Know, that's
oh, no, nigga. Boy, you'll never catch me in the heat. No, nigga, I don't work them type of jobs.
I got you.
Yeah, man, I'm still in this bitch 8 days, man. Fuck. Nigga, hey, bro, people getting shot over gas out here. Motherfucker, cut the line. First of all, I don't even know why you cut the line, bro. We'll shoot you if you cut the line at McDonald's, bitch. So why the fuck would you try to cut the line for gas?
Ooh,
this nigga try to cut the line, got banged up.
Damn. Yo, I remember New York had a situation like that one time. It was like you couldn't get gas nowhere for a minute. And that shit got hectic, so I know how that be.
We got refineries out here, bro. We make the gas. And you mean we can't get no gas? Oh, man.
And when the resources freeze up, man, that's crazy. He was going crazy.
But nah, man, I'm not as a motherfucker. I ain't getting no pussy, so I'm a little agitated right now.
It's all good. It's for the best. It's for the best. You done got enough for everybody on the phone.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I ain't have enough. And then you know the sad thing about it is, right, a few months ago I was having transmission problems with my C8, right? So the motherfucker turned that bitch in and got another C8, right? Why a fucking tree fell on my C8?
Ah, goddamn, man. On the new shit, yeah, you was just, damn. Fuck. That's that bullshit, right? It's like, what the fuck, man? You got a black cloud.
What's a
C8? You know what I'm saying?
Look it up. Just type that C8. You got one of them sophisticated ass calls.
The hell? Google it.
I think I said Google it. Nah, I don't say Google it. That's why I said just look it up. Mad as a motherfucker.
All right. So let's jump into this topic tonight, right? Let's get a little messy tonight, right?
Hold on, what's
so
the topic about?
So the topic is, can you be the side piece to someone that you know is not leaving their partner, okay? Now, when I say no, all right, I'm going to give you every aspect of no. You know they not leaving. They into it. Even if they telling you they leaving, but they ain't never left, they all happy online, they doing what they doing, you know what I'm saying? And they telling you that they leaving, but you know in your heart, your intuition telling you that they not leaving, right? Because regardless of what somebody tell you, your intuition going to tell if it's true or not. Or if they just never discuss leaving their partner at all. Like, can you remain the side piece? A faithful side piece at that. Only with them. Now, y'all ain't in poly because the other person don't know nothing about you. You just a side piece. Can you be a faithful side piece to somebody that you know is not leaving a partner?
Wait a minute. What's the definition of a side piece?
He got a lady that don't know about you. She got a man that don't know about you at all. You're not messing with nobody but that person, and you the side piece. When they come through, you there. When they want to talk, you there. Like, the side piece, period.
All right, so the side piece don't have no other pieces with his Reese's.
Right.
So he's just a lonely Reese piece.
Well, he or she ain't lonely because whenever the other person give them time, of course, they got to be giving them some type of time because apparently they willing to wait on that person. So they got to be pouring something. They just can't – they ain't pouring as much as they probably would like for them to pour into the situation.
Oh. Well, Mo, I'll let you handle that.
Okay. I'll serve it up first. Okay, so first and foremost, hashtag happily married man, right? So can you, all right, once again, the topic that the black is serving up is can you be a side piece knowing you will never leave the other person? Can you be a side piece knowing the other person will never leave or whatever? Hopefully I said it right. But I guess to answer that part of the question is, no. I've been a side piece, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I couldn't, that's not a long-term situation. It seemed like the way Black worded it, like, this is a long-term situation, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So you've been
a side piece
where you was being loyal to a bitch who had another dick?
Nah, I wasn't loyal. I was just a side piece for a quick
minute.
Well, that's
what the definition was. So what the fuck is the definition?
Well, nah, I mean, I'm just talking about the side piece part. You know what I'm saying? So I've been a side piece. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of that was in my younger days, too. You know what I'm saying? That shit just gets messy because of shit the sand. And I'm gonna serve it up too, because like I said, like, the book I'm reading is like perfect for this topic. So let me just explain this one part, and then I'm gonna explain the book, and then I'll let you have it. So in my younger days, you know, I remember being a side piece. You know what I'm saying? Like the dude she was with, he didn't know nothing about me, you know what I'm saying? And that was it. Was just, I remember a couple times, I think she had moved into like a new apartment, and she had like a little housewarming or whatever. And then the dude was there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just playing it cool and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So that shit get real interesting. But you know, that living dangerously is kind of like seductive in a way, you know what I'm saying? You kind of like, oh shit, you know, sleeping at, you know, let's just not get caught. So that was cool. It didn't get too messy, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, like I said, I never have any bad relationships. I just have beautiful memories, you know what I'm saying? And that was just a beautiful memory. It just played itself out, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't be that guy long term, just like always trying to, you know, sneak around and she ain't telling me. And then I'm definitely not loyal, you know, especially if she got somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's like her dude or her. And I'll never do it with like a married type of situation. This was like, I know she was, you know, had a kid with the dude or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, and they were dealing with each other. So, you know, so that was not my one time where I was kind of like a side piece or whatever. But the reason why this topic is interesting, and like I said, at the beginning of the show, when we were going over our weeks, I was telling you how I was reading It's No Secret by Carmen Bryan. And Carmen Bryan is, like I said, Nas's baby.
I've been here 8 days.
Okay, wow. Okay, got you. Okay, one more time. You've been there 8 days. All right. But it's just an interesting book because basically the reason why I just wanted to bring it up is because Jay-Z was actually the side piece, you know what I'm saying, in this book. And it's a fascinating read, especially right now because you know how they got cool again and all this other shit. But this is like circa late 90s, early 2000s, you know what I'm saying, because they had like a five-year thing that Nas didn't know nothing about. And then the fact that it was Jay-Z, when that shit hit the fan in New York way back, I remember like, wow. And then, you know, I read this book like probably like 15 years ago that first came out. And then just read it now, just as more of an adult, you know what I'm saying, and really just more mature, I'm like, wow, this shit is deep. So now, and when you read this book, like, they was, like, he was a side piece. Like, they was, like, dealing with each other, you know what I'm saying? And so now it makes me think, because it finally broke off when his shit hit the fan, and that's why Nas had to do Ether, because she was banging Jay-Z and Allen Iverson at the time, and Nas had no clue that shit was happening, you know what I'm saying, because she was just, in the book, you know what I'm saying, the way she was just moving was just crazy. But then fast forward, it makes me think, because of the way they were so into each other, I'm wondering now, is she the side piece to maybe her and not to start no rumors or whatever, I'm not into that business or whatever, but it just makes me think.
I like to start one.
Could she still be a side piece to the Beyonce situation? You know what I'm saying? You never know what the whole situation happened with Solange or whatever in the elevator. So I don't know. It's just an interesting read. But, yeah, that's just talking about side pieces. But, you know, I just wanted to add that because I've been reading this book. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, Black.
It's your turn.
I mean, my shit going to be short and sweet, so you might as well go on and give us a long-ass story. Because Black got a story.
I know, right? You probably got two. So, we're going to do two, and then we ain't got to chop them tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because Black got two stories.
You know, y'all both childish. Let's start there. But, yeah, like, I definitely have a story. So, like, growing up, I pay attention, like, I have a lot of masculine energy, right? And so a lot of things that men would do, like, I would do, right? I would have that energy. And, of course, you know, it wasn't becoming, but I always had a body, and, you know, I was cute and smart and always about my chick. So, you know, growing up in, like, my 20s, early 30s, like, it was very rare that I just, like, took to one relationship. I have now. But we used to have parties at our house, and I used to invite all of my people to. You know what I'm saying? And I never told them nothing about nobody else. But what I would tell them is, you know, come in, play cool, you with my family. Don't be overbearing. X, Y, and Z. And I would have, like, one outside with his friends. I would have one in the house that I'm sitting with in the den. I have one in the living room, and I just go make my rounds. You know what I'm saying? And people knew that I wasn't just with, you know, one person, and I was doing me. I literally used to have a list, and I used to go down this list every day and check everybody off. I have to check on all of them. Hey, how you doing? Is you – like, I used to be that person, right? And so when I finally decided to take somebody serious again, that's the guy who tried to take my head off. And I was like, well, if this shit here, like, I was dead serious. I never cheated on you, and you done tried to take my head off. Like, why am I playing? But again, I told you guys that night, you know, I made a promise into the universe that I would not be that person, that I would change my life, and I did, right? Now, more than not, you have situations, especially in Atlanta, the dating pool has piss in it for sure. And so you have certain situations that you can meet somebody that's absolutely amazing, right? And they can give you everything that you want and need, but they just can't give you that commitment, right? Because for whatever reason, they're in a commitment, but they still spend the night with you. They still give you money. You know, the sex can be good or whatever. And so when I seen that that was happening, that's what made me, you know, open up to poly, okay? Now, if we all know about each other, you know what I'm saying? We can ride this motherfucker till the wheels fall off. I don't have to see them. They don't have to see me, okay? But if you genuinely have a person that you are dealing with and in love with, and you just trying to keep me on the side, you know what I'm saying, as a little mac and cheese, you know what I'm saying, that's not going to work because I'm not mac and cheese, you feel me? I'm the steak, okay? I'm the motherfucking chicken Alfredo. I'm the whole meal, you feel me? So, no, I cannot deal with somebody that's not, you know, that's put me in a position where I'm the secret, like I'm nobody's secret. So you're going to either have to self-destruct every time or you're going to have to figure it out, but you won't have me as the little secret. You know what I'm saying? This is not how it goes. When it comes down to men, I'm even honest with men, because if it is somebody that I know will not make the cut to be my main dude and I'm not in a relationship at the time, or me and my people are on the outs, you know, we've been off and on for like 16, 17 months now. So if we on the outs and I know this is somebody that don't make the cut to be able to replace this fool, I'll deal with you, but you will know that I'm talking to other people. Now, you're going to deal with me at your own regard, right? I've had men like, no, Black, I'm not dealing with you, because if you're going to deal with anybody else, then, you know, that's not it. But you don't meet the qualifications to be my main one. So I'm going to need you to go ahead and step. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is. I'm always open when it comes to what I'm doing. And you have men more than not that still go hard in the paint, still look out, still cut a check. So I know, like, somebody be like, you know, I got a lady, she know about you, she cool with that, I'm cool with that, right? Because more than likely, I'm not looking at you, I'm not looking at you to be my main. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking at you to be my head honcho. So, you know, my situation that I have, you know, if the situation isn't conducive to what I needed to be, I'll never walk away from my people's to be by myself. I've spent enough time by myself. Spirit will have to understand and revamp my destiny. I'm not walking away from my peoples to be by myself. But, of course, if he is not aligning and doing what he needs to do, then I'm going to definitely start looking for his replacement. Once I find his replacement, I'm out of there. But you can't come along, and I'm going to let you know, like, okay, my peoples are around, but, you know, we ain't seeing eye to eye. I'm looking to move out of this situation, right? You don't really try to wait till your car break down to go get another car. Most people do, right? And then you struggling. You don't really try to wait till you have no groceries in the house at all to go grocery shopping. You wait till you get low, right? So you wait till the situation just get to a point where it's kind of unbearable, and then you go, you know, you go grocery shop. You go shop for what it is. So even, you know, if we was on the outs, I would still let people know who I'm talking to. Like, yeah, he's still around. You got to earn that spot. You got to earn him not being in the picture. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna cut him off knowing I'm walking away, and you can't stand in the paint like he do. You feel me? It might be some things that we are not aligning with, you know what I'm saying, for the long-term good of our situation, But when I'm looking, I'm going to be honest with you and say he there. Now, when you earn that spot, when you show me that, you know, okay, you solid, you here, you ain't going nowhere, you a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Because my people is now, he a hard act to follow, and he know that. So the bullshit that come with him, he just feel like I'm going to take it because he's really a hard act to follow. You feel me? He don't cuss at me. He's a straight gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Our vibe is great. He's very handsome. He's hardworking, make damn good money. You know what I'm saying? He look goddamn. The sex is great. We get along great. You know what I'm saying? We have our days in a week. You know, he's at my house here, you know what I'm saying, so many days out of the week. He is great with my children. And remind you, we talked about this last year. He did not – I've been knowing him for over 10 years. Even when he came back around, he didn't meet my children still. I remember it was things that he had brought for my middle son. He had never met my middle son. I did not allow him to meet my middle son until – November, the end of November, we had started back dealing with, we had started dealing with each other in like April. He didn't meet my kids till November. I told you I had a split floor plan. So whenever he would come, the kids would be in the room and I would be over there. He would come to my room, he would get up and leave. I didn't allow that to happen until November. And when that did happen, it still wasn't a full on, here they go. He, like, this year, he started to be able to spend more and more time around him. Like, they know him. They familiar with him. They coming in there. They bothering him. He trying to take a nap. They coming in here. You know what I'm saying? He going to get up and play with them. He going to go in their room and play the game with them. You know what I'm saying? He's that level now. But it's levels to that. You have to earn that. You know what I'm saying? When I was in the hospital yesterday, the kids was with him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not finna just meet somebody and just think that you gonna stand in the paint and be able to hold all this shit down. You feel me? Everything in the house he put together. You know, I go shopping, he put it together. He be like, stop shopping, goddamn it, or pay for the assembly. Why would I pay for assembly?
Y'all got
it.
Y'all got a nice little partnership. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right? Like it's a great partnership. So the BS that come with him, and he know, you know what I'm saying? Like I voice my opinion, and I be honest with him. When I'm in a situation and I'm like, okay, you know what? This shit here, I'm not feeling it. It ain't no change. You know, X, Y, Z, I'm about to start looking, you know what I'm saying, for somebody else. He will know that. When I told him, when we separated last year before we found out we was pregnant, you know, I had told him that, but I had stayed for the sake of what we was going through. And then after, you know, we lost the baby, I took off. He didn't hear from me for 3 months. Like, straight ghosted. Was no texting, was no follow-up, was no nothing. I was gone. And so, you know, the universe brought us back around, right? And so, boom, we went rocking stronger and heavier than ever. But at that time, it's like, okay, bruh, if I walk off and leave this shit again, I'm not coming back. Like, I promise I'm not going back. But it's just the fact that, you know, when somebody can bring so much value to your life, what can you do about it? You can't omit that. So I'm not going to just walk away, but I'm going to be honest with him. When I start dating somebody else, he going to know. If I'm going to go look for somebody else, he's going to know. So he's not feeling no type of way. If the person that I start dating, when they come along, they going to know that he there. Now, at the end of the day, my hopes is that you can come and be everything that I need you to be and more. That's my hopes. But I'm not just giving that shit to nobody. And I'm not just finna be nobody's side piece. I'm not finna be no motherfucking french fries just on the sake of, oh, I like you. I love me too much. I could put my focus on my children
like
and
said,
my career and call it a day. You know what I'm saying? And before I sit down and be the mashed potatoes.
The cheeseburger.
The cheeseburger ain't even the side, bitch.
I said you ain't the fries, you the cheeseburger. I feel you.
Cheeseburger. I'm the whole meal.
You motherfucker, I tell you. Almost. Hold on, man. Look, I guess this is the part where I say, hi, my name is Smooth, # happily faithful man.
What?
As long as you have faith, I'm going to fuck somebody else.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah. If I can get all those words on that shirt, I will. That is all. No. Fuck no. I wish I would keep myself to myself for a bitch that's fucking somebody else. I does the fucking. And you mean to tell me I can't do the fucking, but you doing the fucking? Shit. Nah, man, I ain't built like that. I ain't no boot-licking, cuckold-ass motherfucking fuck I look like eating his bitch pussy, but another nigga ain't came in the bitch. Hell no, you got me fucked up. That's it. That was it, my story.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. The introduction to what you said, and then it was just that quick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's why I told Black. But Black knew, man, this shit was going to be short and sweet. Man,
damn.
Look.
That might have been your shortest answer ever since our show.
Right.
Since
I almost went to sleep on you. Almost went to sleep on Black. I was like, no, bro, just answer the question. No, I'm not being faithful to no bitch if she got another dick.
All right, what did you mean? What if you ain't faithful? All right. What if you ain't faithful? So take that part out because I think that's where that's messing you up. So you don't have to be faithful, but can you be a side piece? Just answer that question.
No, I can't be no side piece. I'm a nigga.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But it might be some new.
I can't see
new,
myself.
What are you looking for, though?
I can't see myself succeed in some type of fucking power. To another motherfucker. What the fuck I look like?
You don't care about all that, though. You just getting you.
No.
Thrill.
No, listen to me.
Okay. Go ahead,
listen to me. Because according to the rules of this conversation, right?
Yeah.
I have to be the submissive one. You see what I'm saying? According to the rules of this conversation, I have to submit to the will of the other dude. Because he's the alpha nigga in the relationship.
Well, no, he don't know.
No. But you still got to submit to his fucking rules. You see what I'm saying? If that nigga decides to be home on Friday, you can't run up in the bitch on Friday. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
If that nigga decides to be home on Wednesday, on Friday, you ain't home.
Okay, all right. I get it. All right. So yeah, I mean that's where I'm at now. But my younger self, I can get in where I fit in, but now nah, that's too messy.
Yeah, but
I don't need that. I don't need that shit.
We're talking about this. No,
I get the rules of the
conversation.
Okay.
No,
okay,
man,
yeah.
You got me fucked up, bitch. Who you playing with? What? I'll fuck the relationship up, bro. Matter of fact, I'll come to the house covered in baby oil and cologne and rub my ass all over your fucking sheets, bitch. You got me fucked up. Nah. Nigga, that nigga gonna smell me.
Once you get to a certain age and experience, you're like, hold on, man. I got to get my weight around. Like, I can't be sneaking around and shit like that, right? I got
to crack myself up.
We doing it.
I needed that laugh.
So, all right, so I get it. So Black, you know, so any closing thoughts before we get into the world famous chop up?
I can't do it. Y'all stronger than me, man. I don't know what y'all made of that y'all able to do what y'all doing, you know. But I passed.
What we missed?
What happened?
Huh?
What?
What the fuck she said? What's she passing on?
She said y'all stronger than me. So.
Y'all stronger than me to try to be the side piece. Not y'all. I'm saying the people out there.
Oh, other people. Okay. Okay. Just in general. Oh, just in general. So anybody that's a side piece. Okay. I get you. Hey, the real question.
All right, but hold on. Wait a minute. Now, mind you, don't get me wrong. I do have some prostitution in me. So if Oprah. What?
You said you had some prostitution in you. You got a pip in you, too?
I do got some prostitution in me. So if Oprah wanted to make another mansion behind her house and turn me into her new statement, I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Hey, but one of your chicks might want to, you know, pimp you out. You know what I'm saying? Oprah might have to.
man, have to, you know, run out around one of your mains, you know.
So hold on, let me get this straight.
Because you say you got a prostitution in you.
It's worth billions of dollars.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
My bitches is worth the amount of education that I bestowed upon them.
Facts, okay. I see you. So it's all in the family. That's what you're basically saying.
So in other words, bitch, know your role, stay in line, Oprah's in control.
I get you. Hey. Okay.
I'm like, hell no. This time I lose my fucking mind.
See the power then, because, you know, you said you're the alpha male and at all.
But that's some gay shit. Motherfucker be like, you an alpha male. Nigga, what the fuck your alpha male is, nigga? All that is a title. It's either you a man or you a bitch.
You said it. You said it earlier in the conversation. That's all.
You fucking right. I did.
So, because I'll be listening. I think the real question, though, the real question is this. Can you have a side piece knowing you would never leave the other person? Hashtag happily married man, but I digress. All right. So that being the case.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that no more. Because that's still in time right there. You see what I'm saying? That's still in time. I no longer believe in stealing somebody's time because they can't get that shit back. Period.
Stealing. So okay. Like, Hold on, Smooth. I got to unpack this. So you basically saying you come with a whole contract when you meet somebody. Like, you got a whole contract. We about to go get tested real quick, and then we about to just.
Yeah.
You signed up for Smooth University, and then that's we get you're going to have a kid in the next 6 months.
Premature baby, nigga. That's what I don't want no premature baby. I don't want no premature.
I'm saying in our relationship, as we start this, probably in about 6 months, you will be pregnant. That's what it sounds like.
You let me hit this, yeah. So, you let me
write my contract. Signing up for fall semester of Smooth University, and you might have a baby, and you might be pregnant by March of next year. That's what you're saying, basically, if you meet somebody today.
But look, but at the end of the day, having somebody, stringing somebody along, you see what I'm saying? That the ramifications of that, you know what I'm talking about? That shit comes back at you.
Mm-hmm.
It is that time that you can't ever get that time back. That's why I don't play those games anymore. I don't.
But
those, YouTube.
If they know the time, that's just good memories.
That's just string a motherfucker along. String a motherfucker along. You use the word string them along. That's what you
said. I didn't say that.
String them along.
I did not say string them along. I said no. I didn't even answer the question. I just said, can you have a side piece knowing you would never leave the other person? Then I said, hashtag happily married man. And then I said, I digress. And then you came with your soliloquy, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be.
Oh, yeah, that's still time. I never do that shit no more.
Okay. All right.
I apologize, I put words in your mouth, bro.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't do that shit. Hell no.
So, all right, as we close that topic, so nice topic, Black, as always. So, time for my...
I don't know about all, as always, man. Sometimes she's fucking
usually
up.
Usually Black is on point, you know what I'm saying? That's, all right. Most of the time.
Who was about to hate her, man? You know, it's all good.
She's on the down for a nigga Saturday, called me, trying to warn me about the hurricane. Like, it's going to hit you, you're going to die.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I'm going to die.
I didn't say he was going to die. He's so full of shit.
Well, Lisa
he's so damn extra.
That's,
I'm happy you're back
thing.
So you could do the goddamn real baby chopper with Mo.
Katrina.
He made me stay on here last time.
Oh,
you know?
Man, look, let me tell you something. First of all, I ain't got nothing to do with no world famous chopper. I'm in a hurricane where we ain't had no electricity, no fucking internet. I don't know what the fuck going on in the world.
Yeah, I feel you. But like I said, Lisa wasn't a Katrina situation. Because, you know,
oh,
that,
but
when
I heard
Katrina
New York got flooded. Y'all got flooded.
Yeah.
I had a cane through and flooded y'all bitches up.
Yeah, I mean, where I was at, Flatbush, Brooklyn, I was good. But, I don't watch the news. I'm hearing all this type of shit. And I saw, different people, you know, I mean, in my chat group throwing, you know, putting like little, I guess, you know, things they saw on Instagram with some of the subways got flooded and stuff like that. I was like, wow, I've never really seen that before. But I was good. Thank God. Nothing too bad around my way. So, with that being the case, I got a lot of things to talk about in the World Famous Shop this week. We had a, you know, the music was popping this week, so I got a lot of stuff to unpack. So, like I said, once again, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the World Famous Shop Up. This is the part of the show. If you're new to the show, where I get a chance to talk my shit, just last week or whatever, you know, I thought was interesting. So, as once again, before I get into that, let me just ask you this, Black. I know you said, you know, you held it down with the chopper with me last week, but before I get into the World Famous Chop Up, was there anything this past week that had you?
We're sending our condolences to NeNe Leakes, her husband Greg Leakes from NeNe Leakes from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. She did all types of entertainment. Her husband succumbed to cancer.
No.
And it was a hard. It was. A couple days ago. It's been a hard pill to swallow. You know, he was such a nice person, and, you know, he crossed over. So we're sending our love and light over to her for that. I think we touched on it. I don't know. Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, they're having another kid as well. And shout out to Kanye, yo, for dropping Donda. Donda!
Did you listen to it?
I'm listening now. You know, I had my episode, so, you know, when I got around to it. But I'm listening to it now, and I can't wait to get all into it. Everybody dropping all the lyrics. I might not have to listen to it. Should I just got to go through the lyrics? But then you got the Pretty Boys dropping Drake lyrics, and then you got the real ones dropping Kanye
Boys.
Lyrics. So you know how that goes.
Oh, okay. That's how you divide it. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that being the case, so last week, When we got into the World Famous Chop Up, Donda was fresh. It just came out a few hours before we did the show. So, you know, I couldn't, and it's 27 songs, and, you know, with Kanye, you know, you gotta really unpack it. You know what I'm saying? It's something you really probably, on your first two listens, you're probably not going to get the whole gist of the album. So, now, since I got a chance to really, you know, really just analyze it. Now I'm going to give you my official review. Now, I will say this, because last week when me and Black was talking about it, I did give it, and once again, just to paint the picture for the people out there listening who don't know my rating system, I came up under the Source magazine, all right? Reading the Source magazine was like the Bible of rap music back in the day, and they had a five-mic system of rating albums. Five mic means it's a classic. That's the highest rating you can get. Four and a half mics, four mics, and so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being the case, I still give Donda three mics, right? Three mics. But I will say
all this, I need is one mic.
Yeah, I give it three mics. I will say this. Last week, I was just like, it's three mics. I'm like, you know, I was basically almost saying it was trash. But now, after having a week to listen to it, I do see the genius of the album, and I see the brilliance of the album. And this is how I'll review it or set it up for y'all. So basically, the reason why I was so kind of like, damn, like, what the fuck? I couldn't get it, because it took me like three, four times. And every time I tried to listen to it, I would just cut it off. Like, damn, I can't even get into it. Like, I can't even zone to it. What happened was I was already going into it because, like, Kanye creatively, like, my favorite part of his career was probably when a couple years ago, I think it was, like, 2018, when he was in Wyoming. So he probably still got his place out there, but he had all types of people coming over, different artists, and he did, like, it was, like, the summer of 2018. It was, like, just different artists came out, and it was all seven-track albums. Like, Nas came through, Teyana Taylor, Pusha T., Kid Cudi with the Kid C Ghost, then his album. You know what I'm saying? And it was just dope. To me, I was like, oh man, it was like back like week after week after week. You know what I'm saying? After all of them like dropped in succession, so I got caught up in that. Like I liked the just that quick to the point seven track album. And then you know, I open up Donda, and it's 27 tracks, and I'm like, wow. And then you know the cover's black, And then, now this is the genius of it, and then, unlike all albums or most albums, it didn't show any of the features. So it's like you listening to the album and you kind of think it sounds like this could be this artist, but I don't know because it's, you know, it's just not easy to read. So now I had to Google it. So now let me Google it. You know, we were talking about Google earlier. I had to Google it, and now I'm seeing, okay, these are the features. Now I can go back in and listen to it again, like knowing this is the person that's on this particular song. So that kind of opened it up, right? So now that's where I say the brilliance of the genius comes into it, because now it kind of opens up like an audio book, because you got to do a little research. And certain things, most you know, because I listen to a lot of music, so most music I get it, like point blank, period. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you if it's good, if it's not, from my first listening. You know what I'm saying? Because I just know their track record. I know their previous albums. I know where they're at. I can gauge it. But this Kanye threw me off. I couldn't gauge it. You know what I'm saying? And I needed help. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, shout out to the Bunker 31. That's, like I said, my chat group and IG with my fellas. So we all had to, like, dissect it. So I was like, you know what, let me fall back. Shout out to Bravo. I'm going to have to get him back on the show. He always helps me out music-wise a lot of times. If I don't see it, maybe I'm like, all right, Bravo, what you think? So he gave me his little opinion on it. And then I was like, he's a big Kanye fan. So I was like, okay. And he was just saying, you know, sonically, he thought it was like he didn't say masterpiece. He said it was close to a masterpiece. I'm like laughing, like, wow, really? I thought it was like a masterpiece. And then that's when I had to kind of re-listen to it. And then I finally was like, okay, maybe he's on to something. Then the other thing was, because he has so many different features, so I just, you know, I'll go down because, and then I'm going to get into Drake's Certified Lover Boy next. But anyway, so with Donda, he's got a lot of features on there, and these are the artists I'm going to name that's actually on both projects. They're actually on the Kanye album, and they're on the Drake album. So shout out to Kid Cudi, and I finally got over Kid Cudi. Like, he pissed me off with the whole dress on Saturday Night Live, but hey, man, I guess it was old to Nirvana, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I had to just get over it. But shout out to Kid Cudi. He's on both albums. So that tells me something. People still listening no matter what. Shout out to Lil Baby. He's putting on for ATL. Dope. He's on both albums. Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, comes through. Travis Scott, Young Thug, and then Ty Dolla $ign. So both of them are on both albums, and it's different, kind of on a different album. So, so like the Donda, definitely three mics. Oh, then lastly, for me to really, really feel it, because, you know, Kanye's a producer first. Don't get that twisted. And this is more of a kind of like a showcase of, like, a lot of just artists is popping now, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, where we're at now musically. And he's just showcasing his production skills on the album, too. So he falls back on it, you know what I'm saying? He falls back. So a lot of times, like, the features kind of, like, overhelm the project. But the brilliance of it is, it's like a album that, you know, it'll slowly seep in. And I think, and then also, too, you know, was always dope about Kanye. I can totally see, like, a couple of the songs, like Pain. No, not Pain. It's not called Pain. Jail. That's the one with Jay-Z. And then that's the one with DaBaby. You were talking about that, Black, DaBaby, last week when we were doing a chop up. But I can totally see that being, like, one of those songs that they're going to play for, like, a movie trailer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you're going to get a couple of those from this album with that. So that's the brilliance of it. But I still give it 3 mics out of 5 mics. So, like, let's not get it twisted. Now, switching over to Drake and Certified Lover Boy. Okay, so now I got to switch. I had to switch my ears up totally because I was totally in Kanye mode. And then because Kanye dropped last Sunday, and then Drake dropped at midnight Friday, right? This past Friday. So this has been a couple days that I had with the Drake. Now I didn't have high expectations of Drake. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Scorpio. That was his last official album. And I like that album. And that was in the same year that Kanye did his 7-track album that I was talking about. But shout out to Scorpio. And Drake, you know, Drake just had to go away for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And then come back. And then, you know, he's been coming, like, with little things here and there. But I really wasn't feeling it like that because I've been in a different zone. And then when he had the heart haircut or whatever, the heart part that he's been rocking lately, I didn't understand. I'm like, what the hell? That shit is weird or corny. But now, even the heart freaking part, now it all makes sense because it goes with the image of the Certified Lover Boy. And so here it is. So long story short, basically,
Certified Lover Boy, I'm giving out 4.5 mics. So that's 1.5 mic from being 5 mics. I instantly, it was like when I listened to King's Disease, I instantly knew this was a dope album. You know what I'm saying? It was like, because unlike the Kanye, you don't got to unpack it. It hits you right there. You know this shit is good shit. And so, like, the way the Kanye was, where it's like kind of like he's in the background, he's got a lot of features. The Drake is like he's throwing a party, and, like, everybody just come through and kick it. So the Drake, he's back on his A game. You know what I'm saying? So much. So really quickly, I know I'm going on a tangent, and I'm going to switch over to something else. But so much so that I had to switch up my all-time top five. Right? Top five, right? I know everybody got their top five people that they might think is the all-time greats or whatever. So here's my top five greats. Based on this Drake album, it catapulted him to me. So, like, here we go, right? I'm going to take it from 5 to 1. So number five, right? I have Jay-Z, number five. Jay-Z, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, especially Rockefeller Jay-Z. He was like the Michael Jordan of rap. You know what I'm saying? Now he's still the Michael Jordan of rap, but with the Wizards now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he's past his prime, but he picks his spots. Number five, Jay-Z. Number four, Biggie. Come on, put on for Brooklyn. Career just got cut short over that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We all know what happened. Number four, Biggie. Classic, you know what I'm saying? Put Little Kim on. She changed the game as far as females being sexy, talking sexy and all that shit. Number four, Biggie. Number three, West Coast, got to give it up to my man Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Snoop has been consistent, put it on for the West for all these years. The Chronic, Doggy Style, that's just two rap iconic albums that will always be at the top of the list. If you're going to start listening to rap music, you never listened to rap music before, you gotta have those two albums to even understand rap music. So that's number three. Number two, straight off this album, I got to give it up to Drake. Drake, number two, he's all-time number two now. This album put him up there for me. And then number one, Nas, King's Disease, of course. So that's it. So, yeah, man, so the Drake is definitely dope, man. Just a lot of dope features. I love Wayne being on the album. He's got one with Rick Ross and Lil Wayne. It hits hard. And it's like 07 Wayne. Shout out to Wayne. Wayne came with it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, Wayne put Drake on. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely dope album, man. So I just meant it's a good right now. We're in a good age of music right now, man. It's a lot of good stuff. Everybody like stepping their game up. I'm anxious to see what Kendrick is gonna do. Everybody's like really anticipating his next project because of these two. So that's it for that. You know what I'm saying? I might dive back into some more music later on in the chop up, but I just wanted to give my official reviews on those two albums. All right. So switching gears, what else we got? So one other thing that I thought was interesting this week that I noticed. Now, I'm always on Twitter and IG. Those are my two social media outlets, right? Twitter had this new feature, right? So before, I probably talked about this probably like 6 months ago because it probably ran for like about 6 months. Maybe, yeah, I don't think it was no longer than 6 months. But anyway, Twitter had this thing called Fleets, right? And Fleets basically was just IG stories. But the story, IG got the stories unlocked. So for anybody that, I don't know, who's under a rock, that don't know what IG stories is. So Instagram, of course, pictures and stuff like that. You got your, you know, different groups. I always talk about how I'm in a group with my fellas, private group that we just, you know, can post pictures and talk shit and all that other stuff in our chat. And then they got stories. And stories is, you know, you can go IG live, you know what I'm saying? I'm I want to go live, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody just chime in and see what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. They got that feature. And then stories, you can just kind of, if I click on your story, I can just see what you posted throughout the day and stuff like 24 hours. So Twitter tried to combat that with Fleets, and it was basically like the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But Twitter's raw with it because they have sexuality. You know what I'm saying? So you could – and, you know, it's no nudity. You know, you can have nudity, whereas IG can't have nudity. So that's the difference. So that's why I got a little lit, but it was still, it was the IG thing. You know what I'm saying? So fast forward, last week or a week and a half ago, there was like no more Fleets. So it was like the last of the Fleets. So no more Fleets. So they don't do Fleets no more, right? So I'm like, all right, I didn't really care for it. I mean, it was cool for a minute, but then
you know, you're on Twitter because you want to see what people are really saying or what they're typing. So then one day I'm looking and I see this other feature and I just see like this one person is hosting and this, and I'm like, and I was kind of scared to click, and I don't know what it was. I'm like, I didn't get no notification saying that they made a change. I didn't read nothing. So then I click on it, and this shit is a whole new game changer on Twitter. So now Twitter basically has Clubhouse. So I don't know if anybody knows, but Clubhouse is another app that's pretty popular right now. I don't be on there too often, but it is very popular. And Clubhouse is just kind of like an app, kind of like what we're doing right now, where you can host a little session and people can call in and kind of talk in situations, but it's multiple people that can be on there and talk, kind of similar to this, you know, what we're kind of doing, right? So Clubhouse is pretty popular, but now Twitter has that. And what's just interesting about Twitter now, especially with the real adult talk, you know, it's just different, you know, real adult, there's some adult things going on. So it's just interesting. You know, and I've only been on it for like a couple of, you know, because I just noticed it a few days ago. But it's pretty interesting, the different chats that go on. So I'll keep you guys posted as this kind of takes off. But I think it's perfect. The story is not so much of fleets or whatever. This Clubhouse feature on Twitter, that could be a game changer. So, but that was interesting. Let's see here. What else we got to do? So switching over to the sports report real quick. NFL season is going to start. Shit, Thursday kicks off next Sunday. I'll definitely be going over the games because as we're talking, it'll be like different games and, you know, first week of the season. Shit is dope. It's fall, getting colder. Nice. But what's kind of interesting, and, you know, sports imitates life or vice versa, whatever, however you want to look at it. I've really been following, especially the NFL, and it's going to be interesting to see how the NBA comes back, you know, once they come back. But this whole vaccination thing, man, I talked about this earlier in the show. Like I said, man, shout out to my homie Aldo. I think he, you know, doing better, you know what I'm saying? But this whole COVID is a situation, and this whole vaccinated or not vaccinated, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we've been on the show. We've joked a few times or whatever. And I've been kind of on the fence of not getting vaccinated. But then my homeboy, you know, really came down with that thing, I'm just like, shit. And he was telling me, like, yo, dude, get vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? And he really could barely talk, but that was one thing he said, like, shit, this shit ain't no joke if you get this shit and it don't agree with you. So with that being the case, what's been very interesting is the New England Patriots. And this is a story to really watch, man, to see what this vaccination shit is going. Cam Newton. So, you know, Cam Newton was in a big-time quarterback competition for the New England job. You know what I'm saying? So, as we all know, the GOAT, Tom Brady, left New England Patriots last year, went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he won the Super Bowl. So, Cam, you know, was signed as a free agent. He looked good, man, the first couple games last season. Looked really good. Like, oh, shit, okay. You know, you're doing some things that Tom Brady couldn't do because he's a big running quarterback. Then he caught COVID. And then it wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying? Then his play dropped off, the team dropped off, and they had their worst season since before Tom Brady. So that's not good because New England is, you know, excellence, right? So now they, you know, because they didn't make the playoffs, so now they get a good draft position. So now they draft Mac Jones, quarterback from Alabama, white dude, but just your classic drop back quarterback, right? So at first, everybody's like, all right, nah, Cam still got the job, but they got the future with Mac Jones. Fast forward, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really keep up with preseason like that because, you know, just tell me when the game started, and that's when I'll start watching. But anyway, but I still watch my sports shows, man. Shout out to my guy, Colin Cowherd. So, you know, then I'm peeping this, and, you know, it seems like Cam's going to win, you know, the starting job, and they're going to bring on Mac Jones. All of a sudden, I think a week ago. It was all good just a week ago. Shout out to Jay-Z. In my lifetime, volume one. Anyway, or volume two. Anyway, one of them. So anyway, basically, Cam Newton, because he's not vaccinated, missed some of the, you know, because basically if you're a quarterback, you're not vaccinated, you got to go through all these different protocols because they don't want to break out in the team. And then, like, you know, they got to, redo the game and forfeit the game or whatever. So they're really on top of any player that's not vaccinated. So long story short, Cam messed up one of the protocols. I think he went to some outside doctor, and even though he didn't test positive for COVID, he still had to go through the protocol, and he couldn't go back to practice. He misses 4 days of practice. The guy, Mac Jones, comes in, lights it up, and they like, yo. And, you know, and NFL, that's why I like the NFL, man. I really do, man. Because I see it from the owner's point of view. I do. You know what I'm saying? I try to see it from a player's point of view, but I look at it as a boss. You know what I'm saying? So this is how they do. So they're like, yo, I can't have you jeopardizing the team. You know what I'm saying? Last year, man, we got off to a good start. You caught COVID, and then our season went to shit. And then, you know, Bill Belichick, he about that life right now because, fuck, Tom Brady then won the goddamn Super Bowl. And now it's making it seem like Tom Brady was the reason. And I'm the coach, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't getting my shine no more. So this is a big-time year for me. I can't fuck around. So long story short, Cam Newton gets cut. Like, not even backup. Because, you know, he doesn't have the personality to be a backup quarterback. To be a backup quarterback, you got to kind of be subtle. You got to just know your role. Can't be all, with, you know, on social media. You can't be coming in with the fly outfits and you're the backup. That's some starter shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're a backup, you gotta be seen and not heard. And that ain't Cam Newton. So they cut him. And now Cam had a great preseason. That's what's so interesting to watch. But now, and this is how they about to, because now as I'm talking on the sports shows, it's like, dude, if you ain't vaccinated, I don't even know if you're going to make the team no more. So now what I'm trying to say is this. He's a free agent, and you would think he would be a coveted free agent because there's still a couple quarterbacks. Like, it's going to be a good NFL season, especially with a lot of young talent, a lot of young quarterbacks. But, you know, Cam is a veteran. He can go to Washington. I could see him in Washington because his coach, Carolina, when Cam went 15-1 and then went to the Super Bowl back in 2015, you know, dude's the coach of Washington now, the Washington football team. Used to be the Redskins. But now, if he's not vaccinated, they're not even going to bring him in. So this shit is just so interesting because now I'm going to be looking at it like, damn, dude, if you don't get vaccinated, you're not even you can't play. You know what I'm saying? So they try to say like, oh, that's not the case, but that is the case. So it's just like life, you know, imitates sports imitates life, man. And that's just kind of starting how to be how it is in just real life. You know, in New York, certain places, me and my wife went to go to an art exhibit at the Brooklyn Museum. It's up the street from us. But guess what? Not vaccinated, can't go in. So it's like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? So now they're just putting the pressure on. And I don't want to just succumb to pressure, but then, like I said, I pay attention to vibes and signs. I told you, I'm joking and kikiing with my homie Aldo. We talking about how, like, we done both probably had COVID a couple times, but he really gets the shit, and he's really, like, kind of fucked up. So I don't know, man. It's just an interesting situation as we go into the new year. And so Cam is an interesting person to see if he gets another job, because if he gets another job, that means he got vaccinated. If he never comes back into the league and it's a Kaepernick situation, that's because he never got vaccinated. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch. Another quarterback that's not vaccinated, and these are some people that's outspoken about the vaccine. Now, this is a white dude, Carson Wentz. He's trading thin ice too, because he was the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback. But they always like black quarterbacks in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Ever since Randall Cunningham, they like black quarterbacks. But anyway, Carson Wentz was a white guy doing his thing, but then he got hurt. Anyways, some young black dude took his job. And I don't even know if he's that good, but that's how bad Carson Wentz was. So anyway, he's in Indianapolis. He's not vaccinated. And we're going to see what happens with him. You know what I'm saying? Because if he slips up and gets COVID, they're going to go in another direction. That's just how it is. Kirk Cousins, he's another one. I mean, I'm not a fan of him. He took RG3's job. You know, remember the guy RG3 back in Washington Redskins when they were the Redskins? Guy Kirk Cousins took his job. And then he got a big contract with Minnesota. He's been outspoken about the vaccine, white dude. So it's going to be interesting to see if something happens with the COVID protocol and they – take him out of the league. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is the NFL is trying to get on board to get everybody vaccinated. And then that is going to kind of like just – if you just watch that, that's going to kind of start to see how it's going to be in real life, even though this is a sport, of course. And then switching gears to NBA, the reason why I said this is interesting, you know, just to follow this, because with the NBA coming back, you know, they trying to make their money. They want to make sure they're good. In New York, and this is, I got to read into this, but I just saw, like, the clippings or, like, the headlines. But even New York players, right? So New York, Brooklyn, so the New York Knicks or the Brooklyn Nets, if you're not vaccinated and you're on the team, you can't even play home games. So you can't even go, you can't even play at the, you know, at the arena at the Barclays in Brooklyn. Or you can't go to Madison Square Garden, play home games if you're not vaccinated. Now, it doesn't apply to visiting players, I guess, because they just coming in for a visiting game. But I guess home, because you're there more often. So it's just interesting to see how this whole vaccination is really, they're really starting to put the pressure on there. And, you know, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. But it's just they trying to put a clamp on it to get this thing together, because this tells me that we can't afford to go into another lockdown. The country just can't do it. We can't do it. They ain't trying to keep doing these stimulus checks things, another lockdown. They like, yo, get vaccinated. So shit is just interesting, man. So I don't know, man. You know, as this keeps going, we're going into the fall, it's just going to be interesting to see. This vaccination thing, the sports is the way to watch, because these guys are the healthiest of the healthy. So you trying to tell me if these guys is healthy, I mean, we don't know the 10 years down the line. Hopefully it's good, but, you know, the immediate results of this vaccination, you'll start to see if shit is fucked up. If shit is fucked up and people are vaccinated and they still getting fucked up, then that's a red flag. But if shit is starting to go smooth and getting more and more, and then you're just seeing just the people that aren't vaccinated getting just basically, like, pushed out, that's going to let you know as a country where we're headed with this whole pandemic. All right, so I know that was a long kind of sports rant, but that's what I have with that. Another thing that I thought was interesting, too, and this is happening in Brooklyn. This has been under the wraps because I didn't even know. Dude's been locked up since, like, 2018, R. Kelly. So R. Kelly right now, and I don't know why it happened in Brooklyn, too, but right now, R. Kelly trial is happening as we speak in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? So, and it don't look good, man. I think they're going to throw the book at R. Kelly, too. The way this shit is, that I've been just following the, like, news on Twitter or whatever, it ain't looking good for him, man. You know, finally, this whole Me Too shit, it's not the time, man. He looking at some time. I think he going to get at least, like, 10 years, man, unfortunately. I mean, I don't. Some people will say unfortunately, some people won't. But fuck, man, it is what it is, man. These girls are not 18. They gonna throw the book at you, man. An example. So that's about to happen. Let me see what else we got. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, so smooth, man. I know I've been talking all this time. But what you think about this? Did you hear about this? I know you're a news guy. I don't even know if it was on your news that you watched. I don't know if you watch sports news. I don't even know if it was on the sports news thing. I saw it on Twitter. But Tyson Lennox Lewis, I think it's going to happen sometime in the next, like, I don't know, probably like in the wintertime or something like that, probably January, February, March. If that happens, what you think, man? You down for it or what?
Fuck no. I'm not down for Tyson Lennox Lewis part two. Man, let that shit go. Nigga, we got levels to this shit, man. Look, no, I'm okay. Lennox Lewis whooped Tyson ass so bad, Tyson was rubbing on that nigga's face.
He's such a beautiful person.
You know, but nigga, I'm a Tyson guy, but he fucked him. Yo, yeah, he made Tyson quit, man. So that's why I want to see it. I ain't going to lie. I want to see what happens with this. But I think Lennox Lewis has got his number. I think Lennox Lewis will beat Tyson again. So that's why I'm intrigued by it. And I remember Lennox Lewis being interviewed on The Herd when Tyson fought Roy Jones, and he was giving a synopsis. And I remember, you know, Colin asking him, like, oh, would you ever do it? He was like, hey, the money was right, and, you know, I got back in shape. Hey, you never know. Yeah, so that'll be interesting, man. I'll definitely watch that because, yeah, I want to see if Tyson can get his get back, and I don't think he can. I just think it's just a bad matchup for Tyson. So I think that would be good. This ain't going to be no Tyson Roy Jones situation where Roy Jones is smaller. This is dude much bigger, and he's a skilled fighter. He ain't no just bum. You know what I'm saying? So interesting. That'll be interesting. So Yeah, man, Lennox Lewis. I've always kind of been somewhat of a fan of Lennox Lewis, you know what I'm saying? But Tyson's my guy, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to roll with Tyson. I'm going to be rooting for Tyson, but I don't feel good about that. And then lastly, I hopped off the bandwagon when this dude retired last year. But through the grapevine, he might, you know, he might be coming back. But so shout out to the Brooklyn Nets, LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, he had a heart situation last year. Retired abruptly, and to me, that was the beginning of the end of the Brooklyn Nets, because to me, his game unlocks Kyrie Irving's game, and vice versa. So, I hopped off the Nets bandwagon, but if they do sign him and he's healthy for the year, I mean, I got the Lakers right now winning the championship, but if he comes back, to me, he makes the Brooklyn Nets a full basketball team, because now you're going to get the best of Kyrie Irving. So, yeah, so if he comes back, yeah, I definitely got the Nets. If he doesn't, I got the Lakers, man. Shout out to the Lakers, too. Really quickly, they made some moves. I think I talked about this last week. You know, of course, they signed Dwight Howard, re-signed Rondo. I think that was it. Was it somebody else? I think that was the main thing. Rondo was the big key. So they should have never let Dwight Howard and Rondo go. And now they're bringing them back, man. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. I think I'm pumped up, man. The Lakers is old. But they're going to have, you know, it's going to be that's going to be a reality TV show every day watching them play to see if LeBron can do it. So that's that. I think that's pretty much it, man. This has been a world-famous chop-up. So, yeah, I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. So, yeah, music's been popping. Got another minute left. So really quickly, I'm not even going to get to any of the music things I was going to talk about. I'll wait till the album's actually drop and talk about it. But we've got two new albums coming out this Friday that I'm going to be interested on, but I'll talk about that next week. But anyway, you know, big shout out to Smooth, man. Good to see you back on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? New Orleans got hit, man, but I'm glad it wasn't a Katrina situation. So, man, shout out to everybody out there, man. Hopefully everybody can, you know, be safe and get their power back. Shout out to Black on the topic. Shout out to me for the world famous chop up. As always, follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, and you know how we do, man, every Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? We bring that real shit. So, everybody be safe. Until next week, peace, peace, peace.